Alexander Scriabin, a Russian pianist and composer who was deeply influenced by theosophy, visualized a grand magnum opus which he titled Mysterium. This week-long multimedia performance would take place in the Himalayas, incorporating music, scent, dance, and light. This great and final concert would ultimately bring about the end of the world. Luckily for the fate of the rest of us, this work remained unfinished. In the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art's exhibition, Enchanted Modernities, the three curators, Christopher Scheer, Sarah Victoria Turner, and James Mansell, created an exhibition centered around theosophy, with the goal to tantalize the senses without ending the world as we know it. They join me today to demystify the enigma surrounding theosophy and give us a personalized tour. As we ascend the steps leading to the exhibit, we are first confronted by a large, looming black and white photograph of the founder of modern theosophy, Madame Helena Blavatsky.
The picture that greets you is one of her in her characteristic pose, looking directly into the camera, unflinching. This is a pose that is often taken up by theosophists in photographs because they felt that this could show their power. You could see into their eyes and kind of see into their soul.
Dr. Christopher Scheer is the assistant professor of musicology at Utah State University.
You have to begin with Blavatsky to understand what theosophy is in the 19th and 20th century. Everything kind of flows from there. So the exhibition begins with Blavatsky as well.
As we walked into the next room, it surprised me to see photographs of familiar landscapes in southern Utah. Little did I know that theosophy, an idea foreign to so many, actually had ties so close to home.
So in this first room, we're setting up the idea of theosophy, trying to give people a good concept of what theosophy and the Theosophical Society is, because we know that it'll be quite unfamiliar to many people.
Sarah Victoria Turner is the Assistant Director for Research at the Paul Mellon Centre for Studies in British Art in London.
And then at the end of the room, we have this incredible large photographic work showing the home of truth.
So the big question is, well, what is theosophy? James Mansell, a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of Nottingham, says that there isn't a straightforward answer.
So theosophy is somewhat difficult to define in a kind of singular sense. But I think one of the best ways to explain what theosophy is to think of it as a kind of fusion of religion and science. So many of the images in the show are about exploring and visualizing a kind of hidden world of mystical forces.
The curators made it a point to focus the exhibition on works that were already in the museum's collection. Sarah says that the museum has an incredible group of works from artists influenced by theosophy. One of the standout artists was Agnes Pelton.
I'm looking at a painting called Nurture, which is in the collection, which has a really shimmering quality. And she asked her viewers, she wrote a lot about her work, and she said, just be still, be quiet, look at this work for a while and let it speak to you. And so she saw painting as akin to meditation, and that she wanted her viewers to be in a meditative state when they were looking at her work, so they could use the material forms of the oil on canvas to access another world, the world of the unseen.
In a glass case near the center of this room, there is a book called Thought Forms. It is open to a page where there's a color chart. Each color on the chart is labeled with a different emotion. For example, black signifies malice, or yellow signifies highest intellect. Suddenly, the meaning of all the paintings in the room seemed to change.
It was a book in which both of those authors claimed clairvoyance, and they claimed that every emotion you had or every thought you had created a kind of image which would float above your head, and the colors of those images were incredibly important because they meant certain things. So there's a whole symbology to them. They are a visual representation of how theosophists believed in a connection between music and the visual arts.
This brought us to the end of our tour, where in the last room, James pointed out a small, seemingly insignificant work.
So we're in the final section of the exhibition here, and one of the main artists who's dealt with in this section of the exhibition is someone called Oscar Fischinger. He was a filmmaker as well as a painter, and the work I'm looking at right now is actually a sketch or a study from the Disney film Fantasia, which he worked on briefly before falling out with the producers. And this is one of the cases where you can really see very clearly a connection between theosophical art and mystical art and a kind of mainstream American culture.
There is much more to see and do in this exhibit, which runs until December 10th of this year. Several events are coming up which are connected to the exhibit, including a lecture recital on Sunday, September 21st, and a gallery talk on Wednesday, September 24th. For more information about these events, visit our website at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.